live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. As we kick off yet another week of fun and excitement, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
It is the Monday edition of the show. And again, you can join us via phone, 800-259-9231. You can also send an email, but we don't guarantee to read your emails. And I'm, once again, backed up on emails. So
you are a slacker. You know that?
It literally might be 2 or 3 weeks before we actually get to an email. That
he's not slacking. He's just buried.
Exactly.
Right.
All
right.
So
he doesn't respect you people.
You get to bring up whatever it is that you want. Again, 800-259-9231. Coming up, we've got the details on the young man, the 14-year-old boy that was allegedly killed by the police, by the boot camp operators. Remember when we talked about that a while back, Manwich?
Yeah.
Well, there's more detail on that now, and it's pretty disturbing. In fact, it's sick. We'll share that with you coming up tonight.
Well,
also,
it was sick when we read it before, and now I'm scared.
Also, Torgo, you said it had something really good. Plus, you also have something about a cardinal Catholic from the Catholic Church urging Christians to sue the producers of a new movie.
I do have that. Yes.
That and more, but we're going to the phones first. Oh, yes. Also, Manwich, Texas owes people money, but isn't paying.
Well, they are, after all, the government. They don't have to.
Let's talk to Niall first, though, in Utah. Niall, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Hello, infidels.
Hey, Niall.
How's it going?
You know, I was listening on Saturday, listening to Rich driving cross-country to the Free State. Now that Rich has abandoned Utah, I'm pretty much the only libertarian here.
In the entire state of Utah? There might be two or three more scattered about.
I'd like to find them if I could. Basically, what I called up about... was you were talking to Aaron, a police officer, apparently, in New Orleans during that nightmare, and he said something to the effect that cops will, that they'd want to respond to hot calls because they're great people.
Right. Well, I made the claim earlier in the evening that there was plenty of cops, not all of them, but there was enough cops out there that if they got an emergency call from a convenience store that was being robbed, they would just sort of take their sweet time getting there in the hopes that they wouldn't have to actually engage someone.
I have a personal experience with that, very personal experience with
that. And he said, no way. He said cops are always going to show up on a hot call. So what was your experience?
No. My experience, and this is by no means even unique, about 6 months after I moved into a condo in a kind of lower middle class neighborhood near the college I was going to at the time, there was a gang fight one night about 1 or 2 in the morning. Kind of teenagers, I think, were just getting rowdy.
Was it the Mormons versus the Christians? I mean, what kind of gangs do you have there in Utah?
I don't know, but that's not the disturbing thing. The disturbing thing is right outside my front door. They finally caught up with the guy they were chasing and beat him to death, kicked him to death.
Gosh.
Wait, the gang caught up with the other gang member they were chasing?
Yeah.
Okay.
From the looks of it, yeah.
Got it.
I mean, they've been throwing bottles, running around, swearing, so of course everyone wakes up and looks out their windows. And when I did, with my dog, this guy was being kicked to death on the ground. You know, blood was just pouring out. Oh. And so, of course, I called the police, called 911. I said, this guy is dead. You know, as I was speaking, they were picking up his body and stuffing him in the trunk. They couldn't get him to bend over because I don't know what was wrong with him. But
wow.
So while this was happening, my dog's barking. This was probably about 12 to 15 feet from my porch. And probably 10 or 11 gang members were doing this, trying not to look at us or notice us, but it's kind of hard with me on the front porch talking to the police and the dog there.
Yeah.
Wow. But that's a hot call, yes?
I would
say
so. I'm a
private citizen.
Pretty
I don't
hot.
Have a gun.
Gang members, you bet.
My life is in very real danger, especially since I saw their faces and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
It took the police, who were only a few blocks from here, and this kind of blows anything that Aaron guy was saying away, because it took the police 45 minutes to show up.
And they have a
that's
substation. They have a
the
substation
first.
A few blocks from there.
They have substations all over the town. But if what Aaron says is right, how could a whole entire force ignore that call?
Yeah.
45 minutes. 45 minutes. And you know what else? I wasn't the first one who even called. I called something like 10 minutes after the first person. So you could be absolutely sure the police were not interested in getting there while they were still there.
Right.
45 minutes.
Good point.
I could have gone and bought a gun and come back before the police came.
What did they do when they got there? I mean, everybody had cleared out by that point.
Pictures. Yeah, they took pictures of the blood the pool of blood and left. I think they took some witness statements and left. When I went out there the next morning, all the contents of the gang members' pockets were still on the ground. They didn't care. They don't care. Everybody who really believes, honestly believes, that police are either capable or willing of responding to a hot call are idiots. Now, I'm not saying get a gun in the house, because I think you have to play averages. What's more likely, you defend your house or a kid's going to find the gun? But, hey,
I don't have kids in my house, so
well, see, then you don't have to worry about that.
And plus, there are plenty of households, I'd like to point out that there's plenty of households with children in the house where the parents actually educate their kids on firing a gun. They take them to the gun range. They show them how dangerous the gun is. And I would never, when I was a kid, I was aware of what guns were, and I would never have considered going in and taking my parents' gun and doing something.
Well, I guess I'm just referring to little kids. Little kids can't be taught yet.
Well, to be fair, Manwich,
you haven't locked up. It's not going to work.
Never mind. No, I was just going to say, to be fair, Manwich is just a big toddler, and Ian does have a gun here, so it's... It's kind of like having kids in the house.
Well, you know, Ian thinks that he's safe and because he's got a gun here and doesn't have a child, but, it's my experience that, you don't have the greatest track record on not dating volatile women. You could very well have been shot with that weapon. You're statistically much more likely to be murdered by someone you know than someone you don't.
I took the gun out of the house when we broke up, so...
There you go.
Well, Niall, thanks for the story, man, and we're glad you made it through that without having the gang members come after you.
Well, that's good. One other thing, I felt kind of sorry for Torgo.
Oh.
So I got, Torgo, and so I got another rat.
Oh, really?
Actually, two more rats, and I named the big one, the big fat one, Torgo, and the little scared one, Triddle.
That's cute, Niall.
That's great. Torgo is probably all menacing.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It sounded like he was on a digital phone or something. It was taking a fraction of a second, I think, for messages.
I didn't notice that.
It almost was like he was in Alaska, but he wasn't.
A digital phone? You mean any telephone in the United States?
I'm sorry. I mean like a like a VoIP phone or something.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. 800-259-9231. I mean, so there you go. Throwing it right back in Aaron's face from over the weekend. We had the cop call in suggesting that cops won't avoid a hot call. And there's perfect proof evidence that 45 minutes with multiple callers. I mean, I could understand that if, you know, they got one call about a gang fight, they might have thought, this is a prank call. You know, there's no gang fight going. I could understand. Maybe I could understand that. And then just sort of sending a car later on to check it out. But in this case, they had multiple calls, and there was a gang fight going on. I mean, what were they doing? What were they doing?
Ignoring them.
I mean, if you're pulling people over for speeding tickets and you get a 10 code for a gang fight, whatever that is, you should be responding. You should like basically say, your lucky day, pal. Get back in the car and go to respond to the hot call. But no. Why bother? Because then you're just going to put yourself in jeopardy. I mean, gosh, those gang members might be armed or something. Wouldn't want to go up against any armed citizens.
Well, that's true. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Well,
exactly. You know, I wouldn't either.
I'd make a good cop.
I don't blame them.
Well, there are. I'd make a great cop, actually.
There are some cops that are going to want to go in those hot calls, and there's going to be some that don't. And that's just the way that is. So
in this case, there was zero. There was zero on the squad, at least at that moment in time at midnight, that wanted to go on that call.
Right. But it seems like you've got two completely opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to stuff like that. You've got the ones who avoid it at all costs, and then the other ones who are all just like, I'm going to go shoot me some scum.
Yeah. But it doesn't seem like there are many of those guys. 800-259-9231. Speaking of cops, we'll give you all the detail on the 14-year-old boy who was allegedly murdered by law enforcement here in Florida. It's pretty sick. On the way, you take control of the airwaves as well. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number, and you can bring up whatever you want. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of fun stuff, and it's all totally free. The bulletin board system there, over 100,000 posts, well over 1,200 people interacting. It is. There's various topics from serious issues all the way to fun stuff. You'll find them all free. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you straight to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's first 1,000 pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the free state. And if you agree, sign the first 1,000 pledge, like Manwich and I did, today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So we just got off the phone with Niall in Utah, and he told us a pretty disturbing story that contradicted what one of the this cop, an alleged cop, I believe he was a cop that called on Saturday. He kind of had that cop attitude.
So Ian threatened to shoot a law enforcement officer right here on the air.
Well, at least he's consistent. He's done it when they're not on the phone. He might as well do it when they are.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute. I threatened to shoot him if they tried to come and take my guns. That's all. What's wrong with that?
No, I did I say anything was wrong?
Actually, you said the words, "You're not going to get me, copper."
Yeah, that's right.
You did. Those words came out of your mouth in that order. You're not going to get me, copper.
I think I said you're not going to take my guns, copper. Maybe.
No, you said you're not going to get me.
Nah. So we had this cop on the air on Saturday, and he was calling in just making it seem like the cops are the greatest things in the world.
Yep.
Boy, they just respond to every single hot call.
As though you give a bureaucrat an automatic pistol, and he's suddenly efficient.
Right.
Timely.
Yeah.
Good. Easy to talk to.
And he defended, with the most amazing part about the call was that he made a real big show about how important the Second Amendment was to him and that his division would never, never confiscate guns for people. And then he proceeded to tell us that, well, they did confiscate guns from one section of New Orleans because there was shots allegedly being fired from there. And then when I said allegedly, he said, no, there were shots being fired. Well, of course, I should believe you, officer.
Right,
I
mean, you don't even know what the hell's going on in the news.
You're not going to lie to me, are you? Cops never lie, do they?
Right.
And so his point was that, well, if there were shots being fired, then they should be able to come into your neighborhood and just do a house-to-house check and take everybody's guns away.
And then, of course, leave you in that neighborhood where it was so dangerous that they had to come and take the guns out of there.
Right.
Wait, and they're only taking the guns from the people who didn't shoot anyway. I mean, what are the chances?
Insane.
Come on, what are the chances that they're actually getting guns away from people that were shooting at?
None.
Right. It's nuts.
The only way they could take a gun away from somebody that was actually shooting it at people was if they were there while it happened and could identify that person. In this case, they didn't know where the shots were coming from.
And, you know, all it does is just leave. It's just a violation of those people's Second Amendment rights, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's dangerous.
And so there he was on our phones, just defending the cops. They're great.
You know, when I told him that at first it's the neighborhood, and then it's the city, and then it's the state, and then it's the whole country
went right over his
head. No, you know what? It stopped him dead. He, of course, didn't concede to it.
No, he didn't concede.
That was it. He realized, oh, my God, yeah, I am that.
Well, either he was doing one of two things. He is either totally ignorant, because he also claimed that cops weren't corrupt. And there are some cops that aren't, but there's plenty of them.
I would say even the majority of them are not.
The higher level you go up in the police organizations, the more corruption that there
is.
Yes,
but the majority of the police officers that you will encounter...
Street-level cops? Perhaps so.
Well, plus the majority of cops who exist are not those higher-ups. So I'm saying the majority of cops are probably not corrupt.
Maybe so. Okay, but anyway, so he was on making all these claims. He was either totally ignorant as to the reality of the policing profession, or he was covering up for his buddies, like so many cops have been known to do. When a cop gets in trouble, it's the good old boy club, and they all rally together behind their pal, the other officer that's under fire, facing charges, whatever it is the allegations are. Oh, no, he could never have done anything like that. And the cops always come to their defense. Well, in this case, it happened again in Florida. We talked about this story a few weeks back, and what happened was a young man, 14 years old, was killed while in a juvenile boot camp, essentially. And the police autopsy showed that, what was their claim? That he had died from some medical condition? I forget the exact claim. But as it turns out, there was...
It was a sickle cell trait. Which seems really unlikely to me that you would die from just having the trait. It's not even the disease.
Right. Well, here is actually what happened according to the second independent autopsy that was done on this young man. This is from HammerOfTruth.com. Martin Lee Anderson was a 14-year-old boy who died in January in a juvenile boot camp in Florida. He was beaten on the 5th. He died on the 6th. However, the incident was caught on a security tape. After months of official lies and cover-ups, the truth of how Anderson actually died was revealed in a second autopsy on Friday. Anderson died of suffocation at the hands of the guards who, get this, held his mouth shut and forced him to inhale a lethal dose of ammonia.
Mm.
Here's the best version of the story that can be gathered from the various accounts of the story. On the 4th of January, he arrived at Bay County Boot Camp. On the 5th, he was beaten until he collapsed by 7 or 8 guards. This was caught on the security tape. On the 6th, he died. On the 13th, Miami Herald and CNN sued to obtain copies of the security video. And then the local medical examiner reported that he had died of sickle cell trait. However, the videotape was then released to the public. Sheriffs closed the boot camp and placed the officers on administrative leave, which means...
they only killed one person.
They get pay. The videotape released to the public. Several experts make statements that it was ultimately unlikely that Anderson could have died of sickle cell trait. In fact, if you read about what sickle cell trait is, I mean, it's very, very unlikely.
Very unlikely, yes.
Anderson's body was then exhumed. Pathologist Dr. Michael Baden stated that Anderson did not die of natural causes. Thousands of students and political leaders meet, rallied, and marched protesting the murder and subsequent cover-up. Commissioner Guy Tunnell of the FDLE, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, resigned following a Thursday meeting with Jeb Bush in April. And then finally, the latest autopsy came back saying that he actually died from suffocation. At this time, no charges have been filed. So these cops that killed this young man, 14 years old, and I don't even remember what he was in there for. It wasn't anything huge.
I think it was taking his grandmother's car, wasn't it?
It was something silly like that. Yeah, and his grandma obviously regrets calling the cops on him for that.
Sure.
As Hammer of Truth puts it, there are very disturbing trends here. To begin, a good case of these stories are coming from the South, like the Eugene Seiler torture case that we reported on a couple weeks ago. The even more disturbing trend is that all of these cases are coming to the light of day because they were somehow filmed or taped. How many of the recent accusations of torture have been dismissed because there was no camera available?
Right. Well, how many have we never even heard about because...
Exactly.
I hadn't heard about this until the film came out.
Yep.
How would we hear about them?
How many murders have been covered up? What are the ones that we are not aware of? How many covert beatings have gone on of suspects that we have not been made aware of? It's uncountable. It's unimaginable. And the fact is, we've seen evidence that this goes on over time, and yet people continue to believe that these cops are here to serve and protect the people? I think it's ludicrous to suggest that. 800-259-9231. They are dangerous. We need to stand up for our freedoms. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You get to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Also invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with two brand new Shriners. As a matter of fact, Mel and Lydia were added over the weekend. And if you want to be kept up to date on when new things go up on the website, you should get on our updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. One of our new Shriners, Mel, is a young lady up in Maine listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a little chalk action going on with her validation.
Yeah, well, wasn't she afraid she was going to get arrested for that?
I don't know. Somebody was arrested in Massachusetts recently for that.
Exactly. But, you know, we've now been immortalized in chalk.
It's wonderful.
And immortalized until the next heavy rain or someone walks by or, you know.
And then Lydia is actually a roller girl. You know what that is?
Wasn't that a character in a movie about porn?
No. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yes, that was a character in Boogie Nights. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Roller Derby Queen.
Roller Derby.
Jim Croce actually has a song.
Roller Derby Queen?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's where girls get on roller skates.
You're an old man, man.
What do they do in that game? I actually haven't done enough research. Do they hit a puck around or something?
No,
I think it's a rolling ball.
No, I think it's a race. And they... They race in a group and just knock each other over.
Right. Yeah. I know there's violence involved.
There's definitely, like, body checking and stuff like that.
I thought it was a race, yes.
No.
I don't know, though. Because they're just on a circular track that keeps going around and around.
Right.
Oh, by the way, apparently it's passing each other for points.
It's kind of like
some are blockers and some are passers.
Right. And they do this slingshot thing where one of them will grab the other's arm and just yank them forward and toss them across the track. It's great. It's all staged like wrestling, though.
Really?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Some of it is. I know it's a lot of televised roller
derby. People could really be hurt if it wasn't.
The outcome is predetermined like wrestling, I believe. However, the chance of injury is a whole lot higher in roller derby because it's a little bit harder to control.
Wheels on your feet.
There's wheels, and if you make a slight mistake, you're running over people's muscles and stuff like that.
Yeah, that can't be good.
So there you go. So you can see Lydia and Mel trying to...
But even if wrestling is fake, all the training...
Wrestling is not fake. The outcome is predetermined. There's a difference.
Okay. Well, all the training certainly is not fake. All the, the skills and learning the moves, that's not fake either.
Right, so. Exactly.
And it's real entertainment.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
It's a soap opera for men.
It is.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Baden in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. With Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Baden.
Come on, guys. It's Braden.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had it written down as the board op got it wrong. Go ahead. What's up, Braden?
He's fired, by the way. The board op.
No, he'll die for me, but I just spelled it out. We're losing.
That's all right. You don't have to go to school for very long to be a board op. It's okay. We forgive you.
So what's up, Braden?
Just like, how can so many people cover it? So many things up and not get back to them. Because who knows, like Hill said, who knows how many people have just been covered up.
You're talking about with cops, beating people, that sort of thing?
Yeah, like pretty much the kid, because I'm 14 too, but...
Right, of course. Go ahead.
How can they take pneumonia and no one see that and everyone cover it up? Wouldn't there be other kids who see it? And I don't know, they had to shut them up too, don't you think?
I don't know, maybe they... I we're not sure where it actually occurred in the jail. I mean, it could have been anywhere. So wherever it was in front of a camera.
Yeah, usually if they've had a problem with someone disrespecting their authority, they're not going to let them do that right in front of a large group, they're going to take them off into some, you know, office-y type area or someplace where they have a holding cell or something like that, and then that's when they're going to commence to kick the crap out of them.
Oh, plus, think about this. I mean, really, who's going to care what five kids incarcerated in a juvie camp have to say about a cop allegedly beating someone? No one's going to listen to them.
And plus, they just killed a man, so I'm not so sure I'd be willing to...
Yeah, who's going to speak up?
That's what I'm saying is wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah, it's really
wrong. Someone needs to do something about it.
Well, the only thing I think that we can do about it, really, is get all the liberty lovers to the free state and keep an eye on the cops. Have a cop watch program, essentially, of citizens basically driving around with video cameras, following the cops around, just kind of randomly showing up at pullovers and that sort of thing and taping them. That way they know they're being watched, and that way they know that people are paying attention to what it is that they're doing.
That would be a great idea for a TV show, just following cops around with a camera and seeing what it is they do.
That's a good idea.
Someone should do that.
Except it'd be better if it was done by people like us instead of people that were trying to back up the cops, which is what cops is. It's propaganda.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, if a cop's on the show Cops, he's not going to do anything stupid. He's going to wait for no one to be watching him. But aren't you in juvie camp for people to help you? Not get killed?
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Well, yes. That's what they claim. I mean,
that's the problem is, that's what authority figures are there for,
but
Brandon. Authority figures are there to help you. That's the whole idea. The whole idea is the world's a better place with these guys around. But
it's not.
The unintended consequence, I'm not sure whether that's true or not, but the unintended consequence of giving these guys absolute authority, and they have nearly absolute authority in that circumstance as prison guards.
Virtually no oversight.
Because the kid can't do anything. He's
no,
dead.
The kid can't do anything. There's no checks and balances. His superiors can, but
they
came up through the same system that these guys are in.
Yeah.
Plus he was black, and these guys were a bunch of white rednecks. So, Braden, any final thoughts for us?
That explains it all.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jared in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Jared.
Hi, hey. I was wondering, what the heck is the point of this whole boot camp thing? I mean, what do they think they're actually going to do?
Well, they make kids run laps and do push-ups, and I don't know. What is it supposed to do?
It's punishment, and it's meant to deter the children from doing it again.
Right.
It's to give them a taste of what jail could possibly be like and make sure that they don't want to come back.
Well, that's pretty stupid, because, like, even in real boot camp, which, you know, I mean, you go there and... You know, you do everything and then you get out. And if you don't, you know, stay in, if you're not in active duty or if you're in the, you know, National Guard Reserves, those guys, they end up just going back to their normal lives. You know, they get, you know, kicked out of the National Guard for smoking weed and doing all kinds of other stuff.
Well, Jared, I mean, you're right. I mean, I don't know if you really can tie in the military to a juvenile boot camp. However, I'm sure boot camp is similar to jail in that when you're in jail, and let's say you go in for a marijuana charge or some sort of petty theft charge, you're around a bunch of hardened criminals. You're around, and inevitably in a boot camp, you're going to be around kids that are worse than you, right?
I disagree entirely.
You're going to pick up information. You're going to pick up, you know, you learn how to pick locks, rob houses, that sort of thing.
I disagree entirely.
You don't think so?
Nope.
No?
Here's what I think.
Why?
I think that boot camp, well, first off, if you're in boot camp, you could either go to jail or you could get out in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long they usually are. So you have to try very, very, very hard to get out in 30 days, and only the kids that try very hard are going to get out in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they run these kids ragged. They don't have any time to talk about how to learn new
great
skills
tips
or anything
yeah.
like that.
Right.
Now, if you don't try hard enough, you will go to jail, and you will learn how to do all those things. How to hotwire a car if you didn't know how to do it already, how to pick a certain type of lock that you didn't actually know how to pick, those kind of things. But I think the boot camps, was a great program when it was founded, but then you start, it's the same problems all over again.
Given power to prison
awful
guards.
People.
Well, it's not going to stick. I mean, it doesn't matter. They can do whatever they want to, but like prison, it's not going to stick. You're going to get out.
I know. If I was sent to boot camp and got out, I'd be angrier. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231.
for months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
The Monday edition of the show. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there. We've got a year's worth of them right there on the front page of the website. Totally free. Unlike those other talk shows, they want $5, $6, $7 a month for their archives. We give them away. So go grab them up. FreeTalkLive.com. To the phones we go. The show about your calls. Let's talk to Dead Meat in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier Only line.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Good, sir.
Hold on, Ian. I thought I said he couldn't be on the show.
Well, it's a good thing you're not on charge.
That's right.
I'll send you one of those special emails I gave Jason there if you don't watch it.
I don't even know what that is, and I really don't want to.
Yeah, when Dead Meat says, you know, threatens you with something.
When he's threatening you with email.
A special email.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you want to talk about, sir? Welcome.
You know what? You guys are making a crack about those New Jersey, you're not allowed to pump laws.
Yeah.
Well, actually, my brother is the reason why they have those laws.
Your brother?
Yeah.
How old is your brother?
He just turned 40, actually.
Oh, okay.
Really? Do tell.
And so he was pumping gas one day when he was on a little bit of a coke high. And,
right.
He spilled some on his pant leg, and
uh-oh.
As he was entering his car, he actually made the wise decision of lighting up a cigarette.
Ooh, boy.
Just wow. To say, he ended up in the middle of the Somerville Circle in New Jersey there with his legs on fire, and that was lots of fun to watch.
He ended up in the middle. Wait. He ended up in the middle of a... Hey, are you all right?
It's Somerville Circle.
Like he just got put in a machine or something.
No. Somerville Circle is in New Jersey, and I guess the gas station was there. So he actually ran across two lanes of traffic into the middle of the traffic circle there to try and put out the fire.
Oh, okay.
And then
From the gas station to the middle of the circle. I thought maybe he'd caused an explosion and was thrown from the vehicle or something.
No. He was in the car. His legs caught fire, so he hauled butt out of there and ended up in the middle of the traffic circle.
Don't you think that even if you were on coke, you would remember stop, drop, and roll? I mean, come on.
Well, that's pretty much what he did because he didn't want to stop, drop, and roll at the gas station.
He went
into a grassy area where it was a little safer to do that.
He got in his car and drove on fire to a grassy area in order to stop, drop, and roll. Okay.
He got in his car, lit the cigarette, his legs caught on fire, so he got out of the car, ran to a grassy area, and rolled around.
Okay, good.
Okay.
And it was after that that they passed the law that they mandated that the pump jockeys do it?
Yeah, that was.
Are you serious?
What would you do if you saw some jackass with his legs on fire in the middle of a traffic circle?
Me? I would laugh.
Chuckle?
That's pretty much what we did. We laughed at him while he was peeling the skin off his knees in the kitchen.
Oh, gosh. Oh, dead meat. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Why would you do that in the kitchen?
Well, where else would you do it? Huh? There's tile in the kitchen, so you don't spill, that stuff on the floor that bubbles
blood?
Up underneath.
Ew.
Oh.
All right. Go on. What else did you have? Something else?
I also want to talk about the stories you had about limiting the lunch menu. I believe it was a few years after you left school that I was in school. And after my senior year, they actually stopped offering French fries on a daily basis and did it like one or two days a week.
Oh, really?
So all the kids just left and went to McDonald's 2 blocks away.
Yeah, God knows.
Unbelievable. Thanks for the call, Dead Meat. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I didn't know he was younger than me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's younger than you by, I believe, 2 years. Three, maybe.
1-800-259-9231. You bring up absolutely anything. So, let's see. Should we talk about the Cardinal? Or no, since we're talking food, how about Gallagher? You've got something about Gallagher.
It sounded like you were going to say gargoyles.
Gargoyle of Gallagher.
That's a gross, disturbing concept.
He's back in the news after a decade or 15 years since he's actually...
Yeah, he was in the news 2 years ago or
really?
3 years ago when... Whenever it was that there was the huge California recall election for governor, he was on the ballot.
Oh, with everyone else?
Yeah, he was
the
promoting...
The porn star and all that?
I remember him promoting himself on Bob and Tom one day and just making a complete fool of himself. It was ridiculous.
In case you don't know, Gallagher was a one-time, somewhat popular comedian.
He had a very long and very successful career.
He made a name for himself by getting on stage with a big mallet... And
smashing fruit,
especially watermelon.
Yeah,
yeah.
The watermelon was his big finale.
Yes,
yeah.
And he was telling jokes, and people would bring, raincoats and that sort of thing. They would bring plastic wrap to hold up so they wouldn't get hit if they were in the first.
This
three
is entertaining
rows.
Stuff. I mean, you know, anytime you're taking food, you're smashing it with a giant mallet. That really is entertainment. But now he's turned in.
Oh, man, you really are a Florida boy, aren't you?
No, that's good. That's good stuff. That's excellent stuff.
That's awesome. All I need to do to keep Manwich entertained is just start smashing food with a hammer.
Charge him for it. Make him pay to watch it.
Oh, God. That's great. And then he would try to get creative and start smashing other things,
right.
You know, like, I wonder how... A wet diaper would smash, you know,
right.
Just like it's weirdness. It's very odd.
Oh, yuck.
But anyway, that was his career. He would do an hour long or an hour and a half long set, and an hour and 15 minutes of it would be quirky, kind of observational, maybe slightly political humor,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
pop culture related humor. Then the last 15 minutes of his show would be him smashing things with a big sledgehammer. That was the end of his show, and everybody was always
Woo!
Cheering, and he had his little spiel like he was a product hawker late night on TV,
yeah.
You know? And, he kind of faded into obscurity for a while.
Well, you can only smash so much fruit before people just start ignoring you.
Yeah, well, he's back with a vengeance.
Ooh, we'll find out what's going on. 800-259-9231, Gallagher. The one-time comedian. I don't know if was he even that funny back then? I watched him as a kid, so I don't even know if he was.
I liked him.
I liked him as a kid. I don't know if I would like him today.
Yeah, maybe a little.
All right, more coming back. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Also, another performer is in the news, David Blaine, and he has been outed as far as how he's going to be cheating at his new trick. Coming up, we'll tell you about it.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That allows you to take control of the airwaves. That's 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything on our website for free. All we ask in return is that, well, you come to it and download stuff and participate. Freetalklive.com. By the way, the auction is going on right now, and there's less than a day remaining. It's currently only at $30. You go to auction.freetalklive.com. You can place your bid on the second banner on our website. You get it site-wide for an entire month. So if this guy wins, the guy who's bidding on it right now, that's like $1 a day for second banner on freetalklive.com. Not too shabby.
One of the number one podcasts in the world.
One of the number one podcasts in the world.
Isn't that
that? That can actually be said as a true statement.
It is true, but it sounds like a really lame claim.
Well, what do you want me to say? Number one, we're not.
It's easier to simply say the number one political cultural podcast in the world or the number two podcast in the world overall.
Or one of the top rated podcasts.
There you go. All right. So auction.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Gallagher, the guy that made a name for himself by smashing fruit on stage, essentially. And he kind of just fell off into the abyss.
The stage?
No.
Okay.
And we're going to give you an update on where he's at right now, what he's doing. But first, just a point of clarification, this is the original Gallagher we're talking about.
Yeah, this is the original Leo Gallagher, the one who ran for governor of California, the one who made the name famous.
All right, so what is he up to now?
Well, apparently he was on a Tennessee radio station. One of the sports stations in Tennessee was sponsoring his appearance at the local Zanies Comedy Club. So he came into their morning show to talk to the guys there.
the wake-up zone. He came in to talk to Mark Howard and Kevin Ingram on the wake-up zone.
This is, you know, this is the worst part about being a late-night comic is having to get up early and do the morning show the next
right.
day. That has got to bite.
Well, apparently things went a little wrong during the interview.
Okay.
Now, Gallagher's popularity took off based on, you know, live performances and stuff that he did, you know, and we had already mentioned all of the food smashing. Well, one of the guys on the morning show began the interview by asking how he got into smashing watermelons. He's like, well, so what made you start smashing watermelons
Great
in
question.
The first place?
Yeah. So, well, really, what was the impetus? What gave
inspiration.
You
this?
Yeah, the inspiration. You know, for one of the most memorable comic acts of all time.
Right, exactly. It's his gimmick. It's mm-hmm. what his career was,
right.
you know, it's what he was
when
remembered
you think
for
Gallagher,
doing.
You think smashing watermelons?
Well, Gallagher lost his mind. He just went off on this guy. He started accusing the guy of not doing his research. He says, that's the type of a question that a high school newspaper reporter would ask. You're not a real radio show. Who put these two guys together anyway? Started berating the show and how awful it was, how these guys have no talent and shouldn't be in radio, because they asked him how he got started in smashing watermelons. Then... So he was on the show for 20 minutes, and these guys...
I'm sure that he's been asked that before, but I don't know the answer to the question.
I don't know the right. answer to the question.
Do you know
either.
The answer to the question?
No,
okay, there's three people here that know his gimmick, that don't know how
question.
He got started, so I think that it's a legitimate question.
Absolutely.
It absolutely is a legitimate question, and the thing is, these guys, because their station was sponsoring his appearance at this club... The hosts just had to lay down and let Gallagher basically walk on them for 20 minutes.
Oh, I bet.
Gosh.
And then when he came in the next day, Gallagher came back to the station the next day, started screaming at the management that he wanted those two hosts fired.
I doubt they did that.
No, not at all.
Wow.
Wow.
Ridiculous. The man's insane.
I wonder if it was for real. I mean, or they were just trying to get people to hold through a break. 800-259-9231. More on the way. Texas owes people money and isn't paying. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.